You know what I mean? Like, it's
okay. All right. Okay.
That's how you
back into the bullshit.
Yeah, you know. That's how you get it popping.
He's a pervert. Dog.
I'm not a pervert.
You are a fucking deviant.
That's a line from the movie, right?
Yeah, so what?
Was like a said a deviant.
That's crazy, man.
I called him a deviant.
All right, it's all good.
On a Sunday too.
It's all right. Not on a Sunday. Like it can't be any
on
other
a
day.
Sunday.
Oh my God.
Steph hasn't believed in God in a long time.
The devil be working, man.
He does. He's sitting on your lap.
Why? Is he gay?
Oh wow!
On his lap, though. Chair right next to.
Why's he sitting on my lap?
It's your devil. He can do what he wants with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is
wild. On my lap though, not my shoulder.
It's crazy.
He could be in your shoulder too.
Could be in the corner. He could have been anywhere. You can put him on your lap.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why he started with them.
I mean, he is gay in South Park. He dates Saddam Hussein.
Okay,
this is a fact.
Yeah, so you know he might actually. Be sitting on your lap. Like, that might be a real thing.
I mean, he is in hell sweating with a bunch of niggas, so that's pretty gay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think he got no shorties down there? You don't think no woman has ever gone to hell?
Some gay shit going on down there. Not that much.
Amen.
Nothing against gays. I'm just saying.
I don't even think you can have sex in hell, right?
Huh?
I feel like sex would be prohibited.
No, I feel like
it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's probably like the scene on 300 when he walked into the tent.
And oh, that was epic. With the goat, the half goat.
Ukulele, people fucking in the corner.
I don't think
that's what's going on in hell. Right?
I don't think that's what's happening.
I feel like your privileges are taken away.
I think that if you were a person that was full of lust, you're constantly tortured by having sex over and over again to yourself in your own little cell.
I mean, that's one way to look at it.
And every time you disperse, you got to keep going.
That sounds like jail now. Yeah, well, that's like that miserable. That was like Lucifer.
Miserable.
Remember in Lucifer, everybody had their own little like room like this, basically.
Oh, that's
your worst nightmare or your biggest whatever. Like that joint just kept happening.
Whatever problem you have
is expanded.
No matter
what you did, that joint just kept repeating over and over and over again.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, like she said,
different rooms, like a club.
Do you want to be there?
I'm good, man. Yeah. I'm good, Steph.
Steph will go to Ray's Boom Boom Room.
Yeah, exactly.
Hellraiser.
Ray's Boom Boom Room.
Hell's Razor.
Oh, P-Valley.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's
what was the leader? The gang leader?
What? I didn't watch that show.
You didn't watch P-Valley?
Yeah, no, definitely did not watch
it. Was it the beard that threw you off?
Huh?
Was it the beard of the guy that threw you off?
Oh, I don't know anything.
He was scary, though. I'm not familiar. I forgot his name, though. Charles with Charles.
Who?
The big...
What?
What? I'm gonna keep it real, right? Like,
oh yeah.
I don't, you know, y'all know how I feel about homosexuality and whatnot. Like, you know,
no, we don't.
But clarify. Cool. I don't like it. Mm. No shade to homosexuals, but homosexuality is not my thing. But I just have, I get cringe. I get scared when I see like big black. Like, people, bro, like it freaks me the fuck out, especially when you're like,
oh my
if
God.
You're like,
forgive me.
Was he a trend? Was he what was his name though?
I
have you
know.
Seen the show, Sharon? You know what I'm talking about.
I only have seen like an episode. I cannot remember
his
name.
Like, I did not tune into the
show.
I did not tune into that show because
it's weird with the beard and the
yeah,
hairs.
Man. It just it really freaks me out. Like that's what I envision if you go to hell. Like
it's a bunch of big,
like
gay,
like this muscular Uncle Clifford. Like have you seen Uncle Clifford has a full beard? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he dresses up like a woman, but he's a nigga at the same time. And like it just freaks me out, bro.
That his name would be Valley.
That's his name, yeah, Uncle Clifford. Uncle Clifford.
Yeah. Uncle Clifford.
And don't get it twisted.
He got rules.
Yeah, he got rules.
Rule number 472.
I don't think his name was happening, but
he dresses like a woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, he is fabulous, bro. Like that's just how he, you know.
That he on the strip club.
Don't get it twisted though. The show's great. Like the show's cool. But
he might smell like a million bucks. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, it's just certain scenes you'd be like, bro, really? You know what I mean? Because he's like a 6'5" nigga. Like,
so you just that's intimidating.
Man, it's scary.
Like walking past the hills.
It's scary, bro.
This nigga said Charles first. And you probably talk about the big black nigga like Shannon Sharp that got the man named Charles.
Nah, I'm not familiar.
What the fuck is that? Speaking, what the fuck is the bitch? I forgot the joint. Like Aunt Miss Somebody. something. That shit is
this
funny.
Is
a
nigga on the show too?
No, it's a real life motherfucker on fucking on social media and shit.
Oh.
Nah, yeah,
like Shannon Sharp.
That's not in my algorithm,
but yeah, no, it's not in mine either.
Well, allegedly, Shaquille O'Neal's little brother, who was married to this one lady, she said that he feels like he's a woman sometimes, and one day he
what? Who
Shaquille O'Neal's little brother, this allegedly, he's married to this a lady, and she said they're no longer married. Of course, she said sometimes he said he felt like a lady, and one day he got out the shower. Excuse me. He bent over. She said he had two buttholes.
Wait, what?
Nah.
Yo, how did we get here?
I don't know, but shout out to everyone who plays like different roles in life. We gonna switch it up. Yo, welcome back, Sharon. Welcome back.
Two buttholes.
Two buttholes. That's crazy.
That's a strong return. Hey, that's a strong return.
Oh my God. I can't get that out of my head. I had to share it with someone. I couldn't unhear it.
Yeah. I know she's a little bird.
Thanks for burdening us.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But that's what she said.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yo, that's
I
wild.
Sent it to the group.
Is Shaq brother like 6'5"?
Hey. Huh?
Is Shaq brother 6'5"?
I don't know, but she said Shaq he had two bottles.
Shaq ain't even 6'5", nigga. Shaq is 7.
No, like his little brother. Yeah, talking about his little brother.
This was allegedly so, but this is the lady that was married to him. She said he had two bottles.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Two of them. Two of them.
Oh,
that's two of them things.
Paul makes me so upset.
That's Kevin crazy. Gates. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. That wasn't in my algorithm either.
I think he had two parts. I think that's what she was trying to insinuate, but she didn't understand that it was two parts because it was tucked by. So the lady who was interviewing her asked her, why didn't she's been married to him, so why wouldn't she recognize that? And she was like, I've never been behind a sack.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, so he got a sack and two buttholes.
Yo.
Forget it. Let's just.
Hey, yo, free YSL, man.
There it is. Yeah.
Free Jeffrey, man.
Yeah.
And Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
Free Jeffrey.
Nah, but let's get into it, man.
He had two buttholes, actually.
Who?
Diddy.
I don't know, man. Yeah, go ahead. What's the word, man? How y'all feeling? Sharon, you back in the building. It's been a minute. We've been missing you. We actually had auditions 2 weeks ago, by the way.
And welcome back to NSA, man.
Took the thought right out of my head.
No, we're going to get to that. I just want to know what's up with you.
That was how we were
I'm confused. Rolling? Paul be trying to switch it up.
I ain't switching it up. I'm just getting to the vibes, man.
And one mixtape.
That's all.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But welcome back, though.
Special guest.
No doubt.
That is. That shit.
Gentlemen, welcome to another episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy P. What's good, Remy?
I'm the model in the building.
Nick?
What's popping with you?
Ain't nothing. You ain't got a line from the...
I'm an icon living.
Ooh. Oh. Dig it?
That was easy.
No doubt. Marvelous.
Yep.
Indeed.
Yep.
Actor. Mm-hmm. Actress, rather.
Yeah.
Just, you know, did that 1-2 recently.
Demo 1-2.
No doubt. Steph, what's good?
Hollywood.
Oh, my.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, I'm maintaining, brother. Maintaining. But let's get into it, though, man. How was it?
The play?
Yeah.
It was good. Tales of a Grown Girl remastered. It gave a hip-hop feel.
Mm.
You just had to be there. It was a lot of poetry in the audience.
Mm.
So there were some interactions with the audience.
Planned?
Hmm?
Like planned? Or?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Like, no. The people weren't planned, but there were planted things in the audience to engage people.
Mm.
So.
Elaborate them. What do you mean?
Instead of there being like a Dear Diary where you have someone just reading a monologue,
okay,
there was someone that popped up and said and did poetry, like a hip hop poetry of the story. So you really had to be there to feel it, but it was really good. We had people that came out to interview some press that came out to interview a few people.
That's that.
So yeah, I ran into some guys. They call themselves the Old Man Gang.
Okay.
And they're an actual podcast too. Mm. So shout out to them. They're really cool and they're old men.
Gotcha.
And they have a lot of content. So
So this iteration was completely different from the first one.
It had the same storyline, but the angle that except it came at was
I want to get to that.
I was going to get to that too.
Yeah. The angle that it came at was just
we
different.
Love you, Paul. Yeah. Know that.
It was a different angle. Man.
Both Pauls. You know what I'm saying? The one in the play and
yeah. No, I don't know the guy in the play, but
the one in the play last year. But it was a lot of where those of us who came to the new one that was a part of the old one, you can compare a little of the things that were some similar and a lot different. But it was overall, it was a great experience. It was a really big turnout. Mm-hmm. That place was packed. Like the line was around the building.
I saw footage. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looked pretty cool.
Unless I didn't see the footage, I didn't know because we weren't able to be like really present right where the stage was where, you know, the last play where we can kind of see what was kind of going on.
Gotcha.
You couldn't do that because of this type of, because the Roulette Theater, how it's built.
Gotcha. And then this, okay, so this was a different theater.
Yeah, this theater is in Brooklyn, was in Brooklyn, and it's like a block from the Barclay.
Okay. Mm.
So it was, they showed up. Okay. Brooklyn showed up, so shout out to Brooklyn, because they showed up.
You also had another joint, though, C4.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah, right. I had another one called Mother Hale, The American Hero. Mm-hmm. I did that in Williamsburg, and that was equally as dope, because the library that they had it at was like where the college is, like, so like, was that William and Mary down there?
Yeah, sure.
So a lot of those people that were at the campus was coming to the theater. They didn't even know like the play was going on. There were people who purchased, but they didn't, other people that was just like, what's going on
there? So you had some walk-ins.
Yeah, that's dope. It was a lot. So it was a lot of people that showed up. It was a really good turnout as well. Shout outs to Miss Karen. Like, her son played in the play also as a character named Tyrone. Mm-hmm. He rapped in the play. Mm. Like, he was in a jail cell rapping. Like, that was part of his character. Mm. But he's a rapper in real life.
Gotcha.
And he goes by Izzy, Chosen. So, but yeah, that was a good one. That was more the 70s. So you had a lot of when the crack era first started, where everybody was leaving there. Where she lived at was in Harlem, so a lot of people were leaving their children behind, and they found out that she was a lady that was caretaking. She really didn't sign up to caretake, but people were leaving babies on her doorstep. Mm-hmm. So, like, Princess Diana got involved in that, coming over, seeing what she was doing. It was a big deal.
Oh, so my peoples came through and helped?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which, yep. She came through to see who these babies were, but those babies were born with AIDS. Mm. So
he didn't even know what a crumpet was.
No one knows.
Facts.
So they had,
actually,
like,
we've already disproven that.
One big thing to that particular play, I will say, is that there were like 300 something people, I think, that came through that home leaving their children. Mm-hmm. And 298 of them actually recovered, did very well, and came back and got their kids. But they were all like on drugs real bad, you know.
Wow.
It was a big, big situation. Mm. So, It was cool. It was cool to be part of it.
So let's circle back real quick. So to the 2.0 version, Tales of a Grown Girl, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
2.0 though, because mm-hmm. it was revised and revamped.
Remastered, yeah.
And they remastered it without a specific character, right?
No, they kept the same character.
Oh, they kept the character. They just cut the actor.
Right.
So they recasted that particular role.
Yeah, because
they didn't like the actor the first time? Or what's going on here? Like,
no, honest, it's a new production team.
Right.
So they
watched the footage and they didn't like what they saw. What happened? Like, why?
It's like when a new GM comes into a team and they look over the roster.
I don't like the point guard.
No. It's like if there's a production team that's probably sitting in the audience when watching the play and decides to say, hey, I want to try to take this project on, but I got people that I feel like can go in these different places.
It would be better.
I recast it and I recast it for someone else, which I was kind of happy to recast for because I didn't want to go back in as a teenager.
Oh, so you didn't play the same person?
I didn't play AB. I played Miss Jackie, but Miss Jackie's not the Miss Jackie from the last play.
Gotcha.
Like, this Miss Jackie, I took on the persona of a working mother that worked in Manhattan for a fashion magazine.
Oh yeah, that wasn't Jackie. That wasn't
Miss Jackie. Yeah, and so in this particular play, my persona, how I came at it, is the guy who was my boyfriend. I was investing in him and just like building him up to be this great person. I knew he had an addiction at one point, but I thought it was over for him.
Real quick, how did we get to your character?
How do we get
we was talking about we was talking about because my man wanted, P.
Because no, I want you to hear. No, listen.
We was talking about my man
because,
P.
He's because you shot.
Cut from the play.
He didn't get cut.
The whole time, all we're trying to say is he got cut.
He didn't get cut.
Somebody that they thought
did you,
the production
did you audition for it?
Better.
No.
And then she started just rambling about her own character.
Because I had to spin it that way so that you guys understand that it's not.
How do you feel about
it? Recast it. You have to go and recast.
Right.
Did he go and audition?
He didn't get invited.
He didn't get a call.
There was an open audition though.
There was
an open audition.
This sounds.
There wasn't it wasn't like, oh well, we're just gonna make this audition private. No, when I went to audition, it was a whole bunch of other people on there auditioning.
No, I feel like if you really do your thing, they'll call you and say, hey, we really do the play.
I think it wouldn't
be the same without you.
I don't think it was a biased.
Yo, we're about to do the same play again. We need you.
They had people audition for that part.
You did such a great job
there
the first
people
time.
Who auditioned for that. That's where I was getting to when I said that I.
Yeah, they were.
You
better.
Said I was making it about myself. I wasn't. I was trying to.
I was just saying you were trying to deter. You weren't trying to make it about yourself. My goal was that you was not trying to say that there was someone better and that they cut Paul because they wanted someone better and that you then you just started rambling about your own role to deter from the original question of they cut my man out the game.
They didn't cut him out. I don't
y'all went to the Barclays. Y'all was y'all basically did the play at the Barclays. They said, "Nah, Paul can't pull up for the Barclays."
I don't call it being a line around the corner.
I walked straight in.
Man, y'all just went. Y'all just went down a rabbit hole. Oh my god! They didn't even.
They didn't even check my ticket. I just walked into the.
You felt like it was just
for real.
Oh my.
It was wild.
You're a liar. You're a liar. He's a liar. My daughters worked the front. You're a liar. You did not.
Exactly. Your daughters ain't worked the front at the Barclays.
They did.
Did
they? Nah. They did.
No, I didn't see footage of them.
They did.
They had that Barclay employees.
My daughter did work the front.
I do want to say shout out to Lalonda, though, for giving me that opportunity to be in the first virgin of Toes of a Grown Woman. Toes of a Grown Girl, excuse me.
Yeah.
But no, congratulations to you too.
Yeah,
big up. Congrats.
You try to feel like we cut him out, bottom line, full famous.
Y'all did cut him out.
It's so love, man.
Y'all did cut him out. He wasn't in it.
It's are the you definition guys doing of being cut out or something, but.
Is there another show pending or?
There is.
Try to get in.
it would be good. It would be good if you do. Man. They hold auditions for. This thing. It's not like, because someone may say that they can't go on tour or go do something else.
They hire
you. You know?
Well,
you are going to get paid, of course.
New, just know that. Know that you're going to come in and they go, who's this guy?
I mean, it's a little more to
pull up like Eddie K.
Well, anyway, this remastered version, T. Marie produced this one. So.
Your bestie.
She produced this one, so it was a lot different. Rangers. But she has a team of people.
Y'all sure y'all want to hang with?
Picked who they wanted for the play. I didn't get cast for AB, so it's all good.
That's love right there.
Let me ask y'all real quick though. What are y'all goals as far as the whole acting thing? Like, what's your end game? You just doing it because it's something you enjoy doing, or do you have
I speak for myself. I think it's just an opportunity to showcase or express yourself in ways that you don't. So me, like acting. I mean, I feel like people have always like said, "P, you should act," because I've been animated. Mm-hmm. I've been very animated growing up.
Who the fuck said that?
A lot of people.
I'm one of them.
That's cool.
I'm one.
Been around a long time. I never heard of shit like that.
It's all right. It's cool. Well, you know, we move in different crowds sometimes too, man. you know, i.e. jail.
Here we
go.
Prison or number.
That's what they told you.
I mean, I did act in jail. But no, honestly, it's just. You know, opportunity. I feel like at this stage in my life, anything that's presented to me, you know, and if it's a risk, I'm gonna take it because you never know where that could lead to. So, do I have any goals? No. I will say that there is many layers to the industry as far as acting, producing, writing. I've always written, you know, on the low when it came to like poetry, if not stories itself. I mean, I grew up in that, writing heavy. You know, who knows where that may take me. But as of right now, I'm enjoying the moment.
Mm.
Yeah.
Marvelous.
I'm taking it as a learning experience. Mm. I like to write. I like to create. Those are the things I like doing the most. I like to facilitate like plays and film, like just growing up watching films and different things like that. Those are things that I'm passionate about. So in order for me to learn it more in depth, I like to participate so that I can know what it takes to be on the other end. So my end goal for that is that, yes, I want to do more film, more plays, more movies, more storytelling, not just for myself, because there's me and people around me that has these really great stories, but I want to dig into other people's stuff and bring that to light, and in hopes the end result with all of that is to help somebody, you know, get to the next level.
That's what's up. Yeah. I think for me, I just want to take my acting career, like with the plays and stuff that I'm doing, to like commercials. You know what I'm saying? Turn into a check. That's what I'm trying to do with mine.
Yeah.
So,
no doubt. I'm definitely looking for the check.
Yeah.
That's the part.
Because you got the Colgate commercial coming up?
Fingers crossed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jeez.
You did a Colgate commercial?
Yeah. You auditioned 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it on the Skype or whatever. What was that shit? Teams?
That was on the low, though. Because, you know, he worked.
I had to sign an NDA because I couldn't really. I was in competition with Crest. So I couldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like
I couldn't say nothing about it. Back then.
The Crest joint had more perks, though. And you got paid more, idiot.
Yeah, but it's more exposure with Colgate.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Super Bowl commercial, you know what I mean? I'd rather do that than.
You heard him over here?
Huh?
Yeah, Rim the Model.
Yeah, I'm like, big enough.
Nah, it was the Rim the Model. Like, you always getting the model gigs, and I'm always sitting in the corner.
First off, he's lying.
You sitting over there like my man in belly.
He's lying?
See, yeah, let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, we're lying.
Yeah.
That sucks, man. I can see you doing that.
Put my man's on.
But I can see, you see, that was very believable. You guys should actually be in film.
No, we specialize.
You guys should actually be in film.
I have a degree.
And I'm thinking that he really has this gig.
No, real shit. I thought you knew he was
lying. Just please.
We specialize in that. It's cool. It's cool.
And you, Steph.
Like stepbrothers, they came to fuck shit up.
And you.
I didn't do anything.
The ultimate
prestige worldwide.
Real quick. How was H Street Festival?
I ain't go.
Oh, you didn't?
I wasn't. Shout out to Kevin Ma. Shout out to Meet the Curator, you know. He was set up. Yeah. Selling things right in front of Amanier.
Rim said I ain't go, so like I ain't go.
Like it was beneath him.
It's only because of the way he said it. He set me up on the mic. He's like, "Yo, by the way, man, how's A Street, man?
Wrong.
I ain't go.
I slapped.
I wasn't
there. Y'all ain't nothing. God
MC, that's my man. I couldn't pull up. Unfortunately, I had a couple moves to make. By the time I could make the move, I couldn't get myself to go to DC and deal with all that bullshit on A Street, honestly. Yeah, when it's at the Mosaic District, it's a lot easier. Yeah. There's parking over there. They got a garage. Like I know Eric went, he had to double park the Benz on the street, literally, and got lucky and get no ticket. So
nah, it looked packed, though.
Yeah, it was jam-packed.
It looked entertaining.
I thought you was there.
Nah, I do got something for y'all, though. A little surprise. We got our own gibbets
for the crotch.
Oh, Take one, pass it down.
Oh, yes.
Norbert.
Duh. You don't even have Crocs.
I do wear Crocs.
I know Paul don't wear Crocs, but you know what I'm saying? We got our own gibbets, you know what I'm saying? And so, boom. If y'all need some gibbets, hit me up.
No doubt.
We might be able to make something happen.
We need to get some pins.
I ain't got a million of them, but, you know, I got a couple extras, you know? Yeah. I got mine in. You know what I mean? Ready to go, so. Yeah.
That's love right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's love.
A little surprise action.
No doubt. But amen.
Say amen.
Let's get into some baby oil syndrome.
Baby oil syndrome. You know what I mean?
Prisoner number 944.
Fetish.
Yes, indeed.
SC1.
P. Diddy.
The diddler.
So listen, Sean, right?
Here he comes.
Dirt Diggler.
I feel like the general consensus right now is that he's going down, right? I don't think he is. I think right now this is a way of bargaining, negotiating terms. I know, Steph, you know, you touched on it about what you see happening as far as his, you know, him not going to prison, but him getting what, like,
20 years?
He's going to do some time.
Yeah. Think so?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be what people think it's
going to
be.
Like 24 months?
He's not going to do life. Nah, I think he might do like 3 to 5 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to do real jail time. It ain't going to be 30 years.
No, I don't see that.
No, I don't think so either.
I feel like I see him getting off, man.
I don't see him getting off.
No pun intended.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
No pun.
With that video with Cassie, I don't think so.
Well, there's a statute of limitation on that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And she got paid anyway, so that civil situation's over. I feel like the majority, if not all of his accusations are going to be civil related. It's just a cash out. Because, you know, the common theme is this, right? You getting charged for being nasty. What you do in your spare time, I don't give a damn if it's 200 million bottles of baby oil. That's you. That's what you into.
That's, I agree.
That's what Dr. Umar said.
As long as everyone is of age,
yeah, then it should be all good. That's what you into. Who cares? If you flying women out on airplanes, right. Who cares? That's what you do. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Right, as long as it's not illegal and consenting, all that.
That part.
The key words, yeah.
Yeah, the footage, the video. Like, as long as it's consented, everyone's of age, who cares?
But as long as it's nothing where he was like keeping them
hostage,
against their will.
Consenting is the key word. Yeah,
I mean, just
and from, I think from, that's from, what's I think that's what's a factor in it is that people were.
I will say
that,
this though. I forgot the name of the talk show host. It's name some not Letterman. I think it was Letterman.
Letterman is now even on.
No, it's an old joint from early 90s. But they had Diddy, right? And Diddy, they were talking about like, you know, free calls pretty much. And he was like, you know, how does it work out? He was like, you got to have a lot of liquor. You got to make sure it's hot. There's no AC. He's like, that sounds kind of nasty. That sounds disgusting. No AC. He was like, when there's no AC, you know, it kind of loosens you up. Right, and I'm like, my man's a master. he knows what he's doing.
He's a top level demon.
He's top level. Yikes. So again, it's not like wasn't warned or we didn't know the storm was brewing ages ago. For him to get caught up, I mean, the gun situation,
you gotta know you're that's a different ball caught, game.
Yeah. Maybe so, but like Charlamagne was saying, like, you would think at his whole entourage, like, you didn't have one nigga saying, yo, bro, you wildin' right now?
I think there was a few niggas that said, bro, you wildin' right like, now. I think that he just was like, I'm that dude, so don't even say that or you're gonna get fired.
That too, because when you...
Right. I think that's what it...
Listen, it seems like everybody was participating.
Or... Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're all certain niggas, though. Like, but they
from what I heard about the Mary J. Blige shit, there was some shit in there. That Mary J. Blige was hurt in the video or seen in the video footage or whatever, and she had said, this is my rite of passage. And they kind of spun it to make it seem like this is somebody who has to do this, as being told to do this, versus somebody who's willing to do this shit and participating. So pretty much she might have been like a victim of Diddy's as well. You know what I'm saying? Type of shit. And making her do this shit too at the same time to kind of...
Listen,
shit,
man.
Like on some Nino Brown shit.
I ain't gonna lie. When a nigga tell you to walk 3 hours... across the Brooklyn Bridge to go get him some cheesecake. You already know he lost it already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's for a television show. That's different.
Nah, them niggas was willing to do it though. At first they bucked, but I forgot the Spanish joint. She was like, listen, if this is what I got to do to, you know, to get to the next level, I'm going to do it because this is my passion. So I said to say this, if you are in an industry and you know that in order for me to make it to the next level, you gotta like concede and do some wild shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go buy no baby oil, dog.
That's a choice. You're not a victim.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would just exactly. That's my point. That is a choice. You're not a victim.
Mm-hmm. No, right. I think he gives the opportunity to give you the choice, but the choice looks so good. Mm-hmm. You know, for those, especially the ones that's scraping, they don't.
It's not even a choice looks so good. It's just, if you don't choose, what it's gonna look like.
Nah, but I'm pretty sure.
I can see Diddy being that type of nigga, man, where it's like, yo, if you don't do what I say, I can make hell for you.
Oh, yeah. He gives me those vibes for sure.
Yeah, so.
He gives me those vibes.
So sometimes, yeah, that person might not wanna do this shit, but I gotta do it because this nigga about to fuck my life up if I don't. You feel what I'm saying?
I think you're damned if you don't at the end of the day. Because as you look at it now, there's all these people and all this stuff going on where I can't say that's why these people are stepping down, but all these people are stepping down from all these major spaces because as soon as he got pinched, that's when all this started happening.
But how credible is that though?
It might not be credible, but you would think that he's talking about that.
Could you be the person
after he got rid of that Ciroc and Revolt shit? After Ciroc and Revolt, nigga, yeah, shit started coming out about Diddy.
I think it's already it was already a play. It was already stuff happening. But the question I have for you,
why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're willing to make money.
Whoa.
Sacrifice
if the ad was, you and Paul actually. No. If the ad was, we're going to pay you $5,000 or whatever a month to go to whatever warehouse to pick up baby oils and bring it down to.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick them up.
You're gonna do it?
Absolutely.
And now that all this stuff is coming out,
I don't care.
Doesn't that make you an accessory to the plan?
No, it's like me.
To get oily?
It's like Instacart.
What was the plan?
Yeah, that's Instacart.
It's like Instacart.
Yeah, I'm an Uber driver.
So you just
What was that?
That's what you, whatever you order is what you ordered. There ain't got nothing to do with it.
I don't see what the problem is with the baby oil. What's the, like, okay, he got a rack. Like, be having parties and shit. Like,
was yeah, that but, massages?
All right, so hold on. Time out. There's a lot going on here. So first off, Diddy's getting a lot of benefit of the doubt, I feel like he's getting a lot of benefit. Niggas locked up for a reason.
100%.
He ain't in the bing because they had some speculation and they right. thought that and what it was a bunch of consenting adults and da-da-da-da-da. That's not why he's locked up. He's locked up because he did something. Do we know exactly what it is? I don't know personally, but he did something.
A bunch of charges.
It's probably sexual related.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Racketeering
was in it. There's probably some BS involved in there. There's probably some swindles, maybe some drugs, maybe some Bill Cosby type shit. Who knows? And in terms of the baby oil and the lube and shit, I mean, no doubt I'm with you. He has parties, so maybe you got 50 bottles in the cup. My nigga had 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube combined. It was two locations.
Yeah.
No, he had 500 of each.
Baby combined oil, baby stash oil houses.
And it's like, oh, you open the closet, nigga, and all I got is baby oil and lube. Crazy. What the fuck going on here?
But my thing is,
he lubed out, yeah.
Nigga, like, that's what, 3 parties?
Damn,
that's
man.
Three parties?
That's 3 parties?
500 bottles?
Think about that, nigga. Think about Diddy having how many
I mean, Krishan Rock said that they had a house behind a house.
Like, come
so
on,
maybe
yo.
There
like,
was some
the amount of people that be at Diddy's house.
I don't know. I'm just running with the themes they're using, like the human trafficking part. I think, like, again, that's just women.
That's technical.
That's women being flown over. People thinking that they mad young, but they really of age. You know what I mean? And yeah, I mean, there might be some other charges. There might be, you know,
this is what I don't think he's going to be able to beat: the witness tampering, the bribery. The what is it?
The racketeering, he would probably
right.
Yeah, I was gonna say that one.
The sex shit, he might get off on.
The witness he tampering.
He actually does.
He's gonna be fucked. But again, was that him sending those texts, making those calls? Is that somebody else doing that? I don't know.
Doesn't matter if it came from his phone.
Yeah, and what else doesn't help is that he tried to get out on a bond. He offered $50 million.
Yes,
they said,
he did.
Nah, that's not enough.
Or, he had a whole package. That's not enough.
They said no. Then he came back with a second package and said, in addition to the money,
no women.
I'm gonna stay away from all women that's not related to me or like my kin or something like that. Nigga, you had to put that as part of your bargain to get out of the like that's
they still ain't granted with it. So
they still said
you know what I'm saying?
And it was a flight risk because I'm gone if I'm there too.
He said he was gonna take, he would give him his
You know that nigga ready to get the fuck out of here. You already know he a flight risk.
Gone.
You already know that nigga. You bargaining?
I thought he surrendered his passport.
You can't boogie though. You can't go nowhere.
I mean, you're right. If I'm Diddy,
come
you probably
on, you can't.
But
go nowhere.
That opportunity is probably sailed at this point. That shit is sailed.
If I'm not mistaken,
he should have did that before he got knocked.
When they ran up in his crib, they found drugs, guns. He might have been still under the influence when he's making those petitions, like I do this and do that. Because a nigga ain't right.
That was recent, like in the Bing, like the other day.
Oh well, okay.
That was
okay.
Yeah. Since he's been locked up, this is so he can get out, have bail. Because they offered him no bail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I do imagine that the list of people that he can snitch on and offer up to the feds might get him, you know what I'm saying, a sweet
but do you
deal.
Want to go out like that, though?
Especially when you got to go back out like that.
I mean, if he did it, but he did it to Sean.
If you go out.
He did it to Sean. He had people testify against Sean who was protecting him. So
yeah, Harlem nigga, man.
Whatever, but I'm just saying, like, if for Diddy to start, you know, dropping names, I think it's...
Harlem that would surprise you. Do Harlem things, man.
Huh?
That would surprise you if he started dropping names.
It would suck because that'd be a tight situation where it's like, damn, I don't want to be seen like a rat. But it's like, if that's my only way to get out of the situation.
But he recorded and did all these things for a reason.
He definitely
has some bargain.
Yeah, we probably talking about a lot of prominent people.
Yes, absolutely.
Actors,
absolutely.
Musicians, mm-hmm. A lot of respected fucking people.
Yeah. People that like, got a lot of money in the communities
out, it's
and
gonna
shit.
Fuck a lot of people up.
Bro, did you see Meek Mill's tweet about all the CEOs stepping down?
That's what she was talking about.
There's an entire list of CEOs specifically that have stepped down right at the same time. I don't know half of them.
That's what I'm saying, right. But is that credible though? Because you would think I don't know if that's credible because these people in these
could be coincidence
situations or positions rather, you would feel like there would be stories to those people too, like, you know, why are you stepping down?
They just haven't came out yet. I don't think the stories haven't come out yet.
Diddy got the insight.
But it's also a lot of distraction because whatever the bigger picture is whatever that is big. So I think that's just my thought and probably other people's, but I think it's a bigger picture to it.
I don't know.
He's a small but kind of in the middle of this pawn.
You're probably right.
You know what I mean? I don't.
It's a possibility. Mm. I mean, it's a
this shit bigger than Nino Brown.
Right. It's a sticky situation because I ain't gonna hold you. If Diddy does go down, it's gonna be one of the biggest like downfalls. What's the word I'm looking for? Just one of the biggest disappointments in hip hop.
It's definitely be a disappointment for me
in hip hop, especially like
I was already disappointed that he whooped the girl's butt.
And it
was on camera. Yeah, I was disappointed because of that. And although I read that she like smacked him in the face with his phone and or threw the phone at him, and
I don't know. I've heard conflicting stories on both sides.
Just to show it doesn't matter. Either way it goes, he whooped her tail. Halftime.
No, that was bad. That was bad. That was bad.
It would be very disappointing.
That was bad. That was bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man.
I know, some motherfuckers that, take in Hollywood that. Is scared of shit right now.
Yeah, you know.
Just in general.
You know it.
We shall see. We shall see, man.
I hope the Obamas weren't there.
Just like I said, the Obamas.
Why would you even try to mention that?
I don't know. It's going to set us back.
You know who probably
we
was
already
there?
Said
who,
that.
George Lucas?
Donald,
Star Wars?
Donald
Trump?
Donald was probably in his little dance.
It don't matter if he was there. He's going to get off, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
He always does.
I mean, you know, it's sticky, man.
But I'm not
good people.
It's a
sticky on both one. Sides. On both sides. It's good people.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's pretty good,
yeah.
That's crazy, man. But yo, speaking of jail, man. Amen.
Say man.
So are you guys familiar with the Freddie Owens situation?
Guy
was recently executed in South Carolina. I think it's the first execution in like 13 years.
13 years, right.
But to give you some context, he was convicted in 97 of killing a store clerk worker.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently,
his
co-defendant came out, I don't know if it was a day before the execution, but recently.
It was the day before.
And pretty much recanted his story and was like, it wasn't him.
He was never there.
He was never there, but I feared the cops, I guess, helped him coerce the story.
Yeah.
And he was just—I don't know. He said he was high of cocaine. That's the catalyst. Said he was high on drugs. Made up the story. Was in fear that you know if he admitted to the people who actually did it, they would come back and get him.
Yeah,
some shit family. Like that. Mm-hmm. But
so this dude was the key witness. I'm assuming
key witness who accused him said it was him, and then recanted the story years later.
The day before he was getting,
you know what I mean?
Like right before they made the decision for him to be executed.
Where, how did he recant the story? Do you have any idea? Did he just like put it on his Instagram or something? Or
no,
was it like,
he went back to,
did
he
like go to the, did he go to the courthouse?
Yeah, he went to the courthouse, proper legal proceedings.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But the whole nine. They wouldn't take his story.
Which is crazy to me, right? Yeah. I think
that's
was
a, life.
Huh?
Like life.
What you mean is life?
Like the,
the movie. Yeah. But,
the nigga said, so what I lied, I get, you know what I'm saying, shit, the state or whatever got, you know what I'm saying, the year or whatever from.
It's very sad.
They still ain't let the nigga go.
50 years of hard labor.
Let me ask y'all a question, right? If you, someone commits a crime and gets X amount of years, right? But also they are going to get the death penalty. Would you rather die the first year or do, because Freddie Owens, he got convicted in 97, died in 24, so that's 27 years.
If I know
would
I
you
didn't
rather
do
walk,
it.
If you, okay, if you know you, if you didn't do it, You know.
I'm fight that shit.
You gonna fight it?
Yeah.
Mm. Cause you know he caught a body too.
If
he caught a body in
jail.
In jail.
Right.
Yeah, well, what if
but,
he did?
But if he didn't, if he wasn't there, he wouldn't have.
Right.
That's a fact too.
But what if you're guilty though? What if you did do the crime?
Oh, then
you're sentenced to death. You're sentenced to death.
Go ahead, take me out right now. Give me
you,
2 weeks.
You just want to get taken out right now?
Give me 2 weeks. Let me get a nice little meal. You know?
Nah, let me go ahead and walk right, so then I can be forgiven by God the proper way. And then when it's my time, it's my time. That's how
Church.
I look at it.
I feel you in that, but what if you've done it already though?
Yeah,
because I'm saying if I did the crime and I'm there, I would take the years versus you take me out right then.
Yeah,
but he's saying, but I'm saying, what if
you asked for forgiveness already?
Yeah, what if you've offered for sake of discussion? However, your court case went on for 5 years, so you had enough. You're already right with God now. Yeah, you already good with God.
Whatever he chooses for me, that's what
okay.
It's gonna be.
So you just take him whatever fate gives you.
I feel you because if I commit a crime. So like something that will cause me to get a death penalty. Yeah. I'm not asking for forgiveness.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not asking. I'm not.
Nah, I would.
For what?
Because that's not.
If you gonna ask for forgiveness, you shouldn't have did the shit.
I beg to differ.
Nick want to go to them parties in hell.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He wants to raise boom boom.
You had time to process that. You had time to process.
You had full access.
If I'm gonna jump off the deep end and do some crazy shit, nigga, I made that decision that I'm doing that shit, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What about forgiving yourself?
For what?
What you mean? For wilding out, my nigga?
I wouldn't think that I'm wilding out because I wanted to do this shit.
You know what I'm saying? What you mean? You've never done something in the moment like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, and then like, damn,
because
why the fuck did I do that?
Because right. Because I didn't want to do it in the first place. You feel what I'm saying?
It was, I don't think that's what Rim was going at though. You did it. Like, you just did it. It wasn't like I didn't want to do it, it's just you did it.
If I did something, if I did something but doing something that would land you a death penalty, a death sentence or whatever, then it had to be something to the point where, like, is that egregious?
I understand what Nick's saying, and Nick's basically saying what he's looking at it with no regrets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did that. Like, right. Yeah, I get forgiving yourself and all. That was a bad act, and woo, woo, woo. That makes sense to me as well. But I also understand what he's saying. I mean, I did that. You can take accountability.
Yeah.
And not necessarily have to go through the process of forgiveness. That's his, you know what I'm saying? My bad. That's it. That may be his personal thing.
I like the
thing.
Way you worded that. So you're taking accountability, but you're not asking for forgiveness.
Yeah, but no, I don't need forgiveness. I did that. You know what I'm saying? That's the way he's looking
that's
at it.
That's tough.
So I'm ready to. So
you're ready to go tomorrow.
You're just ready for the penalty.
I'm not going tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not going tomorrow.
No, I want to live. In the beginning, I said 2 weeks. I want a nice little meal.
That's like going tomorrow.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I'm 2 weeks
definitely
tomorrow.
Definitely going tomorrow. Same thing.
I'm stick around, play spades.
I'll take his situation. I'll take the guy's situation. Excuse me. Was it Freddie?
Freddie Owens.
Yeah, I'll take Freddie Owens. Give me the 27 years.
Because at the end of the day, he still got the opportunity for someone to say that it was never him. You know what I mean? So I'm going back to what you just said. Right. But no, in that scenario,
I'm taking Freddie. I said I'm taking Freddie because I want the time.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I don't, your scenario, you're going with whatever God gives you. You know what I'm saying? You're going with fate. So yours could be 2 weeks.
It could be.
Mm-hmm. But it could be 5 years from now. Right. I'm asking for 27. Give me the long-term deal. I want to live as long as humanly possible before they put the death penalty in
even
place.
Even in the circumstances that you're in.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
Right, yeah, I know even I'm in the circle. I like life that much, and I'm not, you know.
I'm with what you're saying. I don't want to.
I'm in jail. I ain't like life at all. For some shit that's going to give me death penalty.
I wonder how that works, though. Like, when you get knocked for a crime in a state that still has, you know, execution, the death penalty, whatever, like, how long does it take for them to say, okay, this is your day? Cause it was 13 years since the last one. Mm. My man's been down 27. I'm pretty sure he fought, you know, in court for the majority of it. But it's like,
yeah,
that's what it is.
He probably got it stayed a couple of times. Probably appealed, and you know, what I'm saying?
And you said he called his body in.
You can tie that situation up for a minute,
especially if you got bread. Yeah. I don't know. It's, you know, personal scenario, but like if he got any type of bread where you can pay for a lawyer, a good lawyer can keep it wrapped up even longer.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So.
It's fucked up though, man.
Yeah.
I
ain't gonna lie. It's fucked up.
They definitely should have took that.
Heard that out. Let him. I know.
Now the dude's a little bit of an asshole though. You ain't have to wait till one day. You ain't have to wait till one day before the execution to decide I'm gonna be a good man today.
Yeah.
That's a little fucked up too. Because what did you think was gonna happen? Honestly,
my man.
If I work at the courthouse, I'm like, hey, bro, you
get that nigga.
My nigga dies tomorrow, son. You know the bus is already here. Like the bus is outside. Wait, I don't think we're gonna be able to cancel this, man. Like,
I still think you gotta vet that. You gotta vet that.
I think you do, but again, I can see. Like, I can.
I get it, but if his testimony was good enough to put dude in there, it should be good enough to at least be like, hold up, let's pump the brakes.
Let's go back and reevaluate this
before we kill an innocent nigga.
I agree, but 23 hours before, and again, we're talking about a life here, so that makes it, you know, it's very fragile. But 23 hours beforehand, that's a little crazy. 24 hours, that's a little crazy.
Whatever state or county that is, they didn't spend the money on this
South Carolina.
Yeah, they didn't spend the money. That shit costs money. The chemicals and shit they gotta use, or whatever, lethal injection, or that's whatever it is.
But before you execute your first dude in 13 years, why has it been 13 years anyway? There's been no other people worthy of executions.
Yeah, right. Really.
That's done the craziest. And then how's the family going to feel that this happened to?
They just
want to
see the machines still work.
Now it's coming out that this person, y'all have had this vendetta against this entire time, that ain't even a person for real.
That's tough.
Yeah. That sucks.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a tough one. Like,
cause now are you getting really, are you truly getting?
I'm gonna haunt that nigga for the rest of his life.
I mean, you say that, but it's like, it's hard, man. Like, even with a similar story, like the whole, remember Emmett Till? Remember that woman on her deathbed came out and was like, "Yo, that never happened."
Old and all, you know what I mean? Decrepit. She should be ashamed of herself.
Like, do you go after her family?
Nah.
No, it is what it is at that point.
That's so long ago.
It was her problem.
27 years ago is long. It's a minute ago.
But this nigga about to die soon.
Well, he's dead now.
He's dead now. He died yesterday or two days ago.
Yeah, so nigga, I'm haunting this nigga now because you came out. If I died, what day he died? You say when?
I think he died Friday.
So the nigga came out on Thursday.
Yeah, on Thursday.
Oh yeah, nigga,
no, this is still fresh.
this ain't came out on Thursday.
Said you haunting him?
I'm haunting this nigga. 100%. Yeah, the fuck you mean? Yeah,
forever.
Eternity. You gonna be fuck here? That shit.
I let bygones be bygones, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I let God take care of that.
Let me ask y'all this though. If you could live your best life, whatever you imagine that to be, for 20 years, like Diddy was living his best life, right? If you could live your best life for 20 years, but it meant you had to give up 10 years of freedom afterwards, would you do it?
Afterwards?
Yes. Like the best life you can imagine. If you could live your best life from 20 to 40.
Nope.
Would you give up your freedom from 40 to 50?
No.
Nope.
Nah.
I do the other way.
I know what it's like. To do the
other way. 10 years first.
Do 10 years to get 20
years. 10 years first.
And then live your best life. You hear what I'm saying?
And you don't get to live the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You sound like, so you doing a Walla.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Facts.
It's much better like that.
Think about it.
You can put the 10 years behind you and enjoy your life. But if it's the other way around,
that's hard.
Yeah.
You're going to be on suicide watch.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I feel like, and I say this with all due respect, like when niggas feel like when they pose these questions, you don't know what type of sentence or, excuse me, bid you going to have. Like 10 years in the Bing, my nigga?
But see, Especially, it depends on age.
Huh?
It depends on age too, man. If I got popping, if I got popping about like 16.
So you're saying
16 to 36?
So what's the parameter, Steph?
You know what I'm saying? 16 to 36?
What's the age?
And not come out at like, you know what I'm saying? I
16
10
to 26?
Years,
come out
to 4? Steph's parameters and none of the above.
16 to 36.
Steph's parameters, his whole question is not what you guys
are
saying.
Yeah, I know.
I wish it was the other way.
I try to find loopholes, my dude.
I think that other way is the better way.
You're still bugging. Going to prison at 16
and coming out 26 is crazy. No,
but it's better that way.
I'm saying live my best life. I'm saying live my best life from 16 to 36,
and then do a 10 stretch.
Then do a 10 stretch. I come out, I'm still good.
You say that, my G. Fuck that, nigga. Depending on how good my 20 jail is.
If my 20 year run from 16 to 36 was crazy, that when I come out at 46, I got enough bread.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, in the grand scheme,
I'm good.
Nah, when you add those extra,
it depends on the age. He said 20 to 40. Yeah, nah.
I just feel like freedom is everything, bro.
It really is.
Anytime you're restricted,
especially when you get it taken from you.
You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, you know, yeah, it sound cool, but nah,
it
B.
definitely is not.
Like, you know, nah, I'm good, no,
you can't do 10 years for a billion?
Fuck no, nigga.
I could make that if I had the 10 years and I really honed myself in.
Let me tell you something. Not everyone's meant to be a millionaire and get money and all that good shit.
It's been on my agenda.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I'm not doing 10 years for $1 billion.
Yeah, I don't know if I do that. That's crazy. I mean, when it's all said and done.
I ain't gonna hold you. If I lost one of y'all niggas for 10 years, that shit will fuck me up, bro. And even though I know, like, when this nigga get out, it's lit. But I might not even make it there. You feel me?
That's right.
Like, I might not even make it in. To see one of my men, my homegirl, do 10 yet? Nah, 10 nigga,
years?
I can't eat that,
nah,
bro.
Dog.
I couldn't eat that shit. Fuck me up, my G.
I see that.
Definitely was, a
ripple effect. Pause, you don't know what the big
gonna
be like.
You made me think about something. You made me think about something real quick. Do you say that?
What's
I might
that?
Not even make it there. You know what I'm saying? Did you watch Deon Cole Joe yet?
No, I ain't watched
it.
The nigga said that him and his friends was talking and shit. It's like, you know we ain't gonna be at each other's funerals. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. Like, nigga,
that's a fact.
But niggas like,
that's fucked up.
I'll be at yours.
Oh man! What?
Nah, I hear that. That's real shit though.
That's crazy.
That's
real
shit. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's, yeah.
But when you say that, now I might make it 10 years.
You might not make it, bro.
You might not.
You know, I'm like, yeah, this nigga did 10 years. He gonna have a Billy. That's year 7. Oh shit, he got 3 more. We about to be lit out here, my nigga.
By the time he make that,
you gonna start getting sized about year 7, 8 though.
Year 7, I stopped working. Like I could thug it out.
And
for 2 years.
And that man ain't gonna even do any of that
junk. Yeah. I could Uber for 2 years.
And then Steph come home.
As long as
and everybody broke because he's not giving up a penny.
And I'm on brand new shit.
Right, he done made a plan in his head while he's all gone.
That's cool.
I come home, I might be an ox. I be the game of money to the mosque.
That's not what I was thinking.
You see?
They just come home and be bald-headed.
No, you guys are...
What's your version, bro?
Stephanie.
Oh. What?
He came home Stephanie, not Stephanie.
Yo, I'm
not,
yeah, Paul, like Paul said, you don't know what your bitch gonna be
you
like.
You don't know.
I do know. I do know.
That's crazy.
Like that.
Can we just imagine?
Wow. Y'all don't put that on.
Nah, you gonna be Uncle Clifford out here, man, for sure.
with no hair.
No hair.
His boy in it. Yeah, come on, boy.
I'm not coming out singing sexy red, dog.
Big
that's
boy crazy, with a beard
man.
And heels.
Man, I love you. You're my everything.
Now that's wild, man.
Stephen Hills is crazy.
So whatever.
But hey, man.
I still got same hair.
Miss Marvelous. You were talking about, you know, job, your current job situation versus life goals, right?
Uh-huh.
And I want you to expand upon that because last week Nick kind of got into that about where he is and what he's trying to accomplish, and they don't really correlate. You know what I'm saying? You know, Nick is a musician, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Hip hop head and whatnot, and he wants to pursue that. But like right now, you know, he's got to do this to get here.
Yeah.
You know, and I want you to talk about that because that's relevant. I feel like we're all in that situation, even though I did love Rem's response last week, which when he was like, life's about surviving.
Right.
Right. So I'm surviving. You know what I mean?
But I think life is more than just surviving.
I mean, it's perspective, but I appreciate it because I know that's not what he fully meant. But just on a surface level, life is about surviving the best way possible based on your situation, your environment, and what you have in front of you. What you do with it is up to you.
It's up to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't think it's all, I wasn't knocking the whole survival thing, but I'm saying that it sounds like that every day I got to get up and it's just surviving, which in some cases, going back to what you were saying, is a lot of people that I've come across, mm-hmm. that is how they feel.
Yeah.
Like there, you do have a choice to do other things, but when you have life-lifing, like bills and survival, it's like, that's what I have to do. I have to do this to get this. I have to do this to do that. But there's a lot of people who have, everyone has a gift, right?
For sure.
And as much as people don't want to say they have passion for a lot of things, but that just might not be what they're doing to get the bag. And like I was explaining to you guys earlier, like my dad used to tell me that he used to say, hey, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in a sense, is a truth. I didn't mm-hmm. understand kind of how he liked to live because he was a groundsman,
mm-hmm.
and he also worked for Arlington County, like the sanitation or whatever. So it, to me, it was like, that's not true. That's not living.
It's not, like, it might not be.
In my mind, it's not living, but he was happy working.
That's the options you had back then though.
Yeah. He spoke to people. He made people happy there. You know, that was his passion, was just helping people, making them happy in that way. But to me, that wasn't working. That's not life. Like he could sing really well. He could draw really well. And I'm just like, why couldn't you have done those things? So I'm saying that to say it's a lot of other people that I've ran into that are like, they wake up and they're like, man, this, like, I'm thankful for my job, but this is not what I want to do. I'm not passionate about this.
Right.
So how do you guys feel like where you are in your lives? Is this what you do every day? Is that what you're passionate at doing, or is it just the take that this is just a survival?
It's just crazy because, like I said, we just talked about last episode because I was just going through that, like honestly, like real shit. Like it's like I love it. I love my job. My job allows me to provide and have, like I said, the house that I got, and we go on the fucking trips out the country. I can my kids. Like I told Kingston one day, I said, yo, man, I wish I was rich, man. He looked at me and said, "What? All your money gone?"
You know what I'm saying? Think you rich.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just being able to, having a job and being able to motherfucking provide and let them have that type of mindset that, you know, niggas, they think we rich. You know what I'm saying?
But like, he walked, have the mindset of that you're rich because you're working every day?
Well, I don't think so. I just know that I think they don't want for nothing. Like even Kingston again, walking, like I got told, he said he wants a new house. He was like, just look at it. Let's look at the house. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Like,
he's shitting on you, though.
Yeah, he's shitting on me, but he's like,
accomplishments.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just like, I hate, if we was rich, it'd be like, yo, my kids would be my fucking assholes and spoiled and shit. But I want to get to that point. But But this job that I have, that I'm working at every day, I don't see myself being there 30 mm-hmm. years to get me there. You know what I'm saying? It's a guy at my job that's been there since 96, bro. 60 years old. Like, and he hasn't moved to a management position or anything. He's been
could be by doing choice. The
same. Could be by choice.
It could be by choice. That too. Mm-hmm. But like,
I got people like that.
Jesus Christ.
I've been in that situation. I'm like, not moving up so I can deal with that BS.
Yeah, I feel good. You. I mean, because crazy. Because if you move up, those would be the first people to let go. Yeah. They're not going to let go of the workers that's doing all the water and the leg work out here. They're going to let go of the motherfucking managers first before they let go of the, like the laborers and shit like that. But still, at the end of the day, it's 96 to fucking 2024, nigga.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like so many people wake up every day and complain about going to a job that they hate, and they never do shit about it except for keep getting up and going back to the same motherfucking job. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you're unhappy with your situation, then try to change it. And it might not work out. You might fail. I failed at so many fucking things. Mm-hmm. I hate my job. I'm starting a new job October 1st, thank God. But I've hated my job for the longest. But, you know, throughout that time, I've failed at so many things. But mm-hmm. I've tried over and over and over. I've had a deli. We've had a fucking food truck. Me and Paul tried to design fitness equipment. I've had a furniture storage and delivery. You know what I'm saying? Like, over and over and over to try to find something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, if you don't like it, do something about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the moral of the story. Because without getting too deep, I feel like, you know, it all comes back to confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, not ambition, but confidence. Like, who you are. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you really want to follow the path that you believe you should be on, whether it's musician, some type of artistry, whatever, then fuck it. Go 100%. Bro, go 100%, bro.
The one thing that helped me was, like, I guess you reintroducing me to the Alchemist.
Right.
Reading that book changed a bunch of shit. You know what I'm saying? And then just talking to Andrew Jackson, bro, like, he sent me, like, the audio book of the Law of Attraction. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The conversations talking to him is like, damn, this nigga be talking. Every time he talked to me, it's some guy's some numerical shit in there, or this is the supreme alphabet letter. And then I'm like, everybody maybe start studying lessons. Mm-hmm. Real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to understand, like, because the way when we have conversations, we just talk about music, but it gets deeper into, like, how shit is working in favor for the shit that we doing. And then it gets into, it kind of comes back to life shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I'm just working and manifesting, man. Just, you know, words.
Words are definitely manifest. Things.
Yeah.
Definitely, you can speak something mm-hmm. and I feel like you can speak something and it'll gravitate to your life.
But you got to believe it, though.
That's well,
you have to believe it.
So mm-hmm. And that's the other part. I believe that if you want to do something, I can take that for myself. I do talk to a lot of people that have the same thing. I mean, like, literally, it could be tomorrow morning. I know someone's going to call me and be like, man, I got to go in here. Like, they're appreciative of their job, which we all are. But it's like, we have other things we want to get to. And right. you but in order to get to it, you got to have the funds to support what you're doing, or just jump out on that leap of faith and believe and have confidence that it's just going to be what it is and it's going to get done. But I think it takes that. And the support, you know, if you have supportive people that can gather you up to push you on, I think that works too.
Yeah, that's why I look at my job as like my investment.
Right. It's a means to an end.
Yeah. You got to start how you finish. Yeah. You know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Do said twice.
Now, there are some people that are in these positions that...
What the fuck is you talking about, man?
Hey, look, man, hold on.
Rap a lot, right?
Hold on, nah.
You about to break that down?
Nah.
Yeah, I could break that down for you.
No,
for my man, A.A. Rashid, from the, you know, the West Side Gun Joints, you got to start how you finish. You have to make the ends justify the means.
Okay,
I got you. Doe said twice, nigga.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I got you, man. Right.
You know, results, nigga. You know?
Not everybody is artsy.
From a tree to a house.
Was there an easier way you could have said that?
I mean.
No, that was the so like, don't mean. That was what he was.
Not an alchemist.
No, it's Nick G.
I think you hit on both things, though. I think you got two options. You know what I'm saying? If you're unhappy and you want to change that situation, it's either you use your 9-to-5 to finance your dreams, or you take that leap of faith and remove the safety net and give yourself no other option but to succeed at whatever it is you're trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I commend people that are willing to do either, because I ain't doing none of that shit.
I feel you. And you're the person, one of the people that I was getting ready to speak about. There are people who are, well, I don't know if it's you, but it sounds like you. Mm, you are a person that is kind of
Tell me about myself.
There are people that are content in being at their job. They actually do well at what they do, and they're okay with it. They're not artsy, creatively. See? You want to just jump out into that.
So I'm not artsy or creative.
No, you are definitely artsy and creative, but maybe that's not what you want to. You want to jump out and be paid as.
Honestly,
you're
for
definitely
me,
artsy and creative. Nah, I can see you doing a lot of things.
Nah, but for me, it's more comfort is the right word, I think. Because I'm not jumping out there and doing something without a safety net, because that's crazy to me. Like that's I don't have that type of lead. I have the confidence that I can do X, Y, Z. But the entire time I'm doing it, I'm going to be thinking about the fact that I have no safety net, or the fact that I just dished out all my money. So I wouldn't put that on confidence. I would just, again, it's like thinking about
security.
Yeah. Having that net, that blanket.
That's good.
And then the other side of it, you know, investing in yourself and doing that shit. I don't got it in me to work after work. Mm. Like I already got, you know what I'm saying? I'm already waking up early. I'm going to work every day. Da, da, da. I want some me time in there. And you can call it you time. And like for Nick enjoys producing. So that for him, that can be him time. But like for other people, as an example, starting a furniture company, a furniture moving company in a storage spot.
Yeah.
Like that's paperwork. That's bullshit. That's this. 100%. I'm not trying to do none of that shit. Like if I could find 100%. Something like producing, maybe that'd be cool. Yeah, yeah. But like I'm not trying to make another side business and apply for an LLC
and that's work. Cause
ain't that time right? Nah, bro. Work. Maybe if it's producing and I'm. Oh shit! I love this. This I gotta is dope. Send I love email? Music. Like, no, I gotta send more emails. You know how many emails I can send.
But also with the producing, I have to work after work too, though.
Yes, I know. But
I gotta hit these shows. I got.
But loving that is not a job. It's not a job.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
You would do this for free. Yeah, definitely. I would definitely do this for free.
That's more of a yeah.
Yeah, it's not a money thing for me. It's the passion and the love.
That's what I'm saying.
And I mean, I think that's the goal, right? It's finding something that you would do, regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like life in itself is so rewarding.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I can't tell.
Yeah.
But I would say this though, right?
But I wasn't finished.
It's so no.
I can see my man. I can see Rim doing dispensary.
No, I ain't got that in me. That's way too much work. Way too much work, nigga. Oh God, you got to make them plugs. I got a grow tree. I got to do all that shit.
No, I was gonna say that. You know, life is.
But nah, hey, Steph, real quick.
Oh wow.
Just fuck with you, bro.
It's okay.
Why are you rubbing on yourself like that?
Yeah.
Why are you watching?
Like he's sitting right across from me.
I'm just rubbing my right boob, man. I'm good. I was going to say that you know life is rewarded in the sense that you just never know the opportunity that could be presented to you today. Mm. So, for an example, many months ago, if not a year and some change ago, Sharon proposed, "Hey, Paul, you should try out, you know, auditioning for this play." I didn't think nothing of it. All right, bet. Let me try it out. And since then, I've been acting, right? Mm-hmm. And that fell into my lap just by having a podcast, having a conversation, understanding what she's doing, her saying that, hey, there's an opportunity. Let me present it to you, right? And that's how wonderful life can be. You know what I'm saying? Remington has a mind state right now that, hey, I'm good. I'm content. But if something was to fall into his lap, something fashion oriented, something that really, you know, strokes his ego, he's going to be on it. I know for a fact.
Especially
with
his pan.
Right? Yeah. So I get all walks of points of view, rather. I just know that I'm open to what life, you know, brings, because that's how life be. You know what I'm saying? Like today it's not going to be the same. Tomorrow's not going to be the same. Tomorrow would not be the same as today as far as opportunity. So. No. As long as I can look forward to that, I'm good. But at the same time, you got to put effort.
Yeah, and you definitely got to be open to the opportunity. I agree there because, I like it. but my same drive looks right at like all the part-time jobs I've had. I've always said any part-time job I've had has been like the most chill. As an example, I worked at Pendleton in Old Town. Nobody came in there but random old people, and it was like 8 customers a day. Mm-hmm. I used to work at Sports Zone in the old Springfield Mall when nobody came to that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Been working there on a Wednesday, we might get 3 customers. You know what I'm saying? So, like, little shit like that, though, if the opportunity's there and the work ain't, I ain't going to do a whole bunch of bullshit, then yeah, I'm
telling you.
in a sense, that's almost like, it's almost what you like to do. You like to be in those type of scenarios as far as if you have to work, this is what I like to do.
So oh, yeah, I'm here for the 30%.
You really kind of like to do it. It's not very strenuous for you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here for the 30% discount.
Yeah, but also, just to go back to manifestation, you attract what you into. Yeah. I feel like if you put it out there, like certain opportunities, resources will start, you know, being presented in your life, and it's up to you, you know, to grab hold.
Yep.
But nah, I think what you're talking about is very relevant to all of us, if not the world.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are not really living up to their full potential, man.
And it comes into putting the work, man. At the end of the day, you can't just pray for something, ask for something, and don't do the legwork.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Faith without works is dead.
Yeah, and I heard something profound too. By a guy named Myring, I forgot his last name, but he was talking about the root and the fruit. And your fruit, which is your reward, the things that you gain throughout life, is based on your root, and your root is you, right? Mm-hmm. So whoever you are, as far as an individual, that's going to dictate the results.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As far as what, you know, your fruit, that is, right? Yeah. It's like a tree. A tree produces, you got all types of, you know, trees producing apples, all types of shit, right? But if the ground, which is your potential, it's not being cultivated, watered, then what?
Yo,
your actions, you
speaking about fruit and, not and trees be and beneficial. Stuff, you know, my godbrother sent me something and talking about how like it was something where that U.S. cut down a lot of the female trees. It's all male trees.
That's where we get pollen from.
Yeah, and that's why we don't get free fruit. Because none of these trees bear fruit. Only female trees bear fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And all the overseas and all these other countries, that's why you can go and just pick fruit from a tree and eat that shit, but you can't
do it.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
I don't know. I've heard a lot of things with trees, especially, you know, how certain cities are set up and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Trying to just get serious and see you're trying to really listen in?
Yeah, his eyes tell it all.
I don't do anything.
His eyes, like his ears, they squint when he listen.
He's a snake. Steph's got snake eyes, man.
That,
You said new to James Earl Jones.
Conan the Barbarian, dog.
It's how he has
that wig. He has that wig on too, like that perm. That's Steph, bro. Steph is half snake, half boar, bro.
So that whole fruit and tree thing had me dying laughing over here because I don't know if y'all ever seen this dude that does like comedy clips. Found a fat bald dude named DeVarion Jarvell.
Maybe.
And he does little random clips all the time. You've definitely seen him, Steph. I've sent it to him before. Anyway, he did a jump where like people would be on podcasts and they just be talking about random shit.
I've seen that.
And
they
be like, the mind.
The mind.
Like a different
y'all saw that joke.
Has to connect to the bottom of the fruit tree.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm thinking about that joke, I'm like, yo, this a nigga. All some dude did. Whoever Paul's quoting right now just sat from the root to the tune. And was like,
yo, nah.
Root to the tree means X, Y, Z.
He said he got to cultivate the ground.
And then Nick starts talking about actual fruit trees.
Yeah. And you're over there squinting. And you're over there squinting. And that's why I was like,
that's why we can't eat fruit from trees right now.
Yeah, right. Funny as shit.
Touche.
Oh, man.
Yo, that's crazy,
good
man.
Good times.
Like, hey, man.
Same man.
Yo, this week we had a album to this listen week? To.
Homework.
I mean,
right.
Last week, excuse me.
Yep, homework. You selected it.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jaden.
No,
I did.
Correction. I apologize. Steph did.
I did.
Yeah, because I had Mudboy. Sheck West. Yep. Yeah.
That was Steph. The last thing I seen on the list.
Steph, who'd you get? Would you pick?
What'd you say?
Would you pick?
Name of the album.
You're supposed to introduce the album since you selected.
Oh, what is it? Is it Sire?
Sire, Jaden, Sire, 2017. Yeah. I got you.
Shit. Be honest with you, I don't really have much bad to say about that joint. Like, I like that joint. I liked it when you first told me to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
That joint checks a lot of boxes for me. I think it's got some good lyrics, got good substance, beats, production. I mean, I fuck with that joint. Nick, I feel like you would like that joint too. Did you? You ain't like it?
Oh, I actually love the sound sonically. Yes, I did. I can't take homie serious. Jaden Smith, I couldn't take his voice. His voice inflection, the delivery stuff. It was like, nah.
What's it?
Now I can hear this. Like this, the sound. It's just I didn't. Everything was good except for him.
Question: is it? Are you biased based on the fact that his dad's Will Smith?
Yeah. Is it because he's Jaden Smith?
No, because Will Smith can rap.
Okay. Can he?
Yeah, I think lyrically. I think Will Smith is can rap.
All right, well, that's another subject. But so okay, so album wise is good sonically, but you just don't
sound.
You don't think he's authentic.
I don't hit it authentic yet. That is, I don't know. Just nah, it wasn't like, you know, I wasn't convinced.
I hear you. Sure.
I didn't. Some of the lyrics I didn't really like. It was like corny, like cheese ball type. You know what I'm saying? But I can. It's like joints. Like I'm gonna tell you, like the first joint off the rip was fire. I mean, I'm just going off the sound,
mm-hmm. right?
But my favorite one is 90.
Mm.
That's my favorite joint on here. I think the Passion is dope too. Passion was dope. But 90 was my shit. And then I just liked the whole blue joint from the first four.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, it's just, I wouldn't bump it again. Or if I do, it'd be something that's just like in the background.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't dislike it at all. It right. wasn't like this shit was trash, nothing like that. Sonically, the vibe, the sound of that shit was fire.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was just him.
You didn't like the Breakfast jump?
All them joints I like. It's just his lyrics. It was just him, I guess. I guess so. It's just a stereotypical, I guess. I'm not still with prejudice or prejudging. I don't know.
One of them things. You don't like Jake.
Yeah, I just seemed like this is something that you're just doing this shit just to do it. Like it didn't come off as like, I love to do this music shit, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like you had a story to tell to me. It was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna do this, you know.
Because
yeah.
I can.
Yeah. Mm. Pretty much. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. How about you, man?
I mean, you know, it's technically I added it to the list. I found the album back in 2017. Mm-hmm. And I kind of had the same, it's like Jaden Smith, like, really? But yeah. I had heard a couple other songs from him. I was like, all right, well, they halfway decent. He was on the OG Post Malone mixtape. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, well, let me go check it out. And I fell in love with the album. I mean, I fuck with Jaden as artist in general.
He's artsy.
Yeah, I mean, his last, this one and the one after that were both dope. The third one that he did, I wasn't really a big fan of. Mm-hmm. The sound kind of went different. I wasn't a huge fan of it. But this one and Iris, I think, is the second one. Both are fire. And Iris actually starts the same way. Spells pink in the beginning, P-I-N-K. Yeah. And it's the same type of sounds and shit in the beginning. Slightly different, of course.
True.
But the album, I mean, yeah, the album for me is a classic. I mean, so much so that not shortly after it dropped, at some point, Jaden went on tour with Willow, who also makes fire music, mm-hmm. no longer does the whip my hair back and forth shit. Yeah, she makes soulful R&B, Solange type music. Yeah, like, this shit's crazy.
She does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they went on tour, and me and Paul actually saw that month, in the same month, we saw Freddie Gibbs, we saw St. John, and we saw Jaden and Willow.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the three, Jaden and Willow by far had the best performance, best concert, and best vibes. Freddie, of course, was fire because the lyrics was dope. St. John, you know, he killed it. But like the vibe of the whole concert, everything put together, you put all the pieces together, it was easily Jaden and Willow. True. So I say all of that to say this album for me was easy because, you know, it's kind of like my shit. Falcon is probably my favorite joint featuring Rory, which is crazy because Rory just has a harmonic voice on there. Lost Boy is my other joint. George Jefferson. I mean, I fuck with the whole album personally, but except for Batman. Batman is my least favorite song on the whole album. That shit kind of blows me, actually. Every time, like, in the process, it comes on after one of my favorites, Lost Boy, and I'm just like, why is this song on here? So I wish you got rid of that, but I love the album. So, yeah.
I thought the album was just vibes, man. Very vibey.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, just to piggyback on what Rem was saying, Jaden as an artist, I just enjoy from his music to his fashion. I just think that, you know, there is a place for him in the industry. Would I listen to the album in the future? Absolutely. Do I see him still making waves in the industry now? Yes. I don't, it's funny. Like when people talk about like he's not authentic or she, whatever. I don't feel like you have to have a story. Like you have to come from something for someone to see you. Like you're just talking about life. Like if you listen to the lyrics, he's just talking about everyday shit. You know what I mean? I feel like I gravitate to that.
I gravitate, it's two different things, and I seen this shit somewhere too. Your niggas is hungry or you want something to eat?
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? The nigga that's hungry is gonna do what the fuck he gotta do to eat. The nigga that just wants something to eat, you know, he pick and choose what the fuck he wants.
Yeah, but how does that translate to music?
I feel like that's just him. I feel like he just wants something to eat.
Hmm.
Nigga ain't hungry.
I don't know. If you
so
come,
do you have to be hungry to do music? You think?
No, I just think it's a
but what if you come for music?
I think it's a different work ethic. It's a different feeling. It's a different vibe that comes from it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's just all. That's just.
Yeah. I feel you, and I hate. I don't want to drag this out, but like, if you come from a musical family, and innately you're just gifted,
but you're not looking for something handed to you. There's a lot of actors out here who have kids, and they say, "Oh, my father didn't hand this to me. I went out here and worked." They have the work ethic. They hungry, regardless of what my father did.
So he doesn't have whatever. The work ethic for you?
I don't.
It just comes like, off that way. That's what you're saying.
It comes off that way.
I hear you. A bit lazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just pretty much, like I said, yeah.
Listen, when you do come for money, you are kind of happy. Like, you know, the way you come off is not as passive aggressive and, you know, with
it's
a tone.
It's not the person in the project. It's you know just what I mean? Like, I'm in the hills and I'm chilling.
I'm cool. And this, mm-hmm. This is how I'm giving. That's how right. I'm giving it up. You know what I mean? Like, so I get it, but like I don't. For me, I don't check.
I didn't feel it. Yeah, the music was there. Vibe. And the vibe of the album was of that. I'm rich. I'm. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no struggle type shit. It's like nigga, I'm chilling. I'm good.
Yeah,
right.
That's the vibe I get from the music. But yeah. I just didn't feel the passion or anything in the lyrics. It just wasn't there for me.
You didn't even know one of your favorite songs was The Passion. Interesting.
Just fucking.
I do give him credit for not talking about AKs and the block, and you know what I'm saying, and moving weight on the block.
Yeah. Because that's not really your lifestyle.
Do that shit too.
It's not really your life.
They putting on a front.
Yeah, it's a facade. Yeah. And also.
But you, I wouldn't fuck with that shit either because that shit ain't real.
I know you wouldn't. I'm just saying he's staying authentic in relation to the authentic piece.
Yeah.
I just like happy music, bro. If niggas are talking about vibey shit, that's what I try to be on, and like I'm a dig it. Production wise, I thought the album was cool.
Yeah.
Lyrically, thought it was cool. Like Steph said, I mean, it was, you know, it checked off a lot of different, you know, areas for me that qualifies as a good album. But yeah, overall, two thumbs up, bro.
Pass this over to Miss Marvelous. And let Marvelous make a selection from the list that we have currently running.
It's only if she's going to be here next week.
It don't matter.
We like to.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
I will be here next week. Why are y'all?
We like to have our guests pick the album.
You know, this is. Oh, okay. You guys had auditions
2 weeks ago.
Well, I would have auditioned again because, you know, the audition is out in the open.
Okay. Mm. I ain't mad at you. And while she does that, let's get some questions from the bowl.
Y'all make me sick. Rim, you make me sick the most.
I ain't do nothing.
You was my favorite at first, but now.
And now I make you sick?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My stomach hurt.
I just gave you a gift.
Who's your favorite now?
It's definitely not Steph.
You know how I do.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Top five condiments.
Ketchup?
Top five condiments.
Ketchup?
Ketchup is one.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Ketchup got to be one.
That goes without saying.
Ketchup got to be one. Right? Does everybody agree with that?
Of course.
Yeah. What's better than ketchup? If you say no, then what's better than ketchup? Don't just say nah.
He's about to say some dunk ranch. No, or something. Like, what is
nah, no, but I will say this though. If you want my honest opinion, if you asking me, you may have had it maybe once in your life, but there's a.
I know a sauce.
It's made by Heinz.
I bought it for you.
Oh, I love you. You did from the giant by Bradley. Yes, you did. But there's a. It's called salad cream, and it's made. Heinz, you know, makes it, but amazing.
Is it better than ketchup?
I feel. I don't hate ketchup. I just don't put ketchup.
For me,
on everything.
I got to go with salad cream.
Salad cream is one. Is the best condiment ever.
For me,
how often do you have it?
Sour cream?
Not that often. No, but no. Also, but if I'm keeping it G, my nigga, I don't regularly have ketchup as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
No. Wait. First. Salad cream is, Paul was saying, relax. Yeah. It's made by Heinz. It's a thing that they got over in the UK, but they also sell it here. But, you know, it's just not as popular, salad cream.
Right.
It's kind of like a little white sauce, whatever.
Somewhere else.
Ketchup, though, you do eat ketchup, though.
Anytime
you have french fries, the very first thing you ask for immediately.
Ketchup, no doubt.
You got to have it. Yeah, you be blown. I've seen your face. You be blown.
Absolutely.
You don't
but
have
I don't. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. Ketchup is number one, but personal favorite, I would go with salad cream.
All right. You just trying to go against the grain.
Yeah, I feel so.
I'm the same way because I don't own, like, if I had a glizzy, right? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not putting ketchup on there. It's just mustard.
It's just preference.
Sorry.
A hot dog, nigga. What the fuck?
Yeah, there we go.
If I had a hot dog off the grill, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put mustard on it. I'm not putting ketchup on it at all.
That's crazy.
Only time I use ketchup is for fries.
Glazed out.
What you put on your burgers?
Mustard.
What? And pickles. No ketchup?
No ketchup. No. Unless, but now, no now, if I go to McDonald's or Wendy's and shit like that, I don't tell them no ketchup. I still eat it. But if I'm at a cookout and I get a burger off the grill or
you only put mustard on it,
it's only mustard.
Can we agree that mustard is number two?
No, mustard is.
I might put barbecue sauce. Steph
hates mustard.
I mean, I'll go with it if it's the, you know,
yeah, general consensus.
For me, a top five list.
Yeah, for me personally, it's not on the list anywhere.
What?
Yeah. I agree. I don't touch mustard.
I'll put barbecue sauce too after ketchup.
No, hell no. Hell no.
I do barbecue over ketchup.
Not over mustard.
I do barbecue over ketchup. I don't
know. If we're talking the consensus, I'm saying.
I'll eat barbecue sauce on my fries.
I'm barbecue
sauce. Ketchup mustard is one, two for me personally. I mean, that's.
Is
it? I can get with that.
Can we even do a five? Is it possible?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely possible.
Ketchup mustard.
Mayo on there.
Gross.
It kind of has to be, though.
I mean,
consensual with us.
Right.
Not consensual with the world.
Okay.
Consensual with us.
I look at mayo more as an ingredient.
But hear me out, though, as a condiment, like, you be busting the mayo packages open for what?
Never.
Like, what you using it for?
That's what I'm saying. I look at mayo as an ingredient more so than a condiment.
What do you mean an ingredient?
As far as, like,
potato salad.
Potato salad, tuna salad.
That's how I look at it.
If you make tuna, you put mayo in that joint.
You look at the turkey sandwich or something.
Oh, I'm not putting that on there. Gross.
Nah, I got a light mayo, nigga. I'm
with Nick in terms of the fast food spots. I'm not telling nobody to remove mayo. I'm not ordering without mayo. If I go to Burger King and get a Whopper,
I'm gonna say light mayo though.
Oh, I am. I'm definitely asking anything that I'm getting with no mayo. It's disgusting.
Yeah, I need light mayo.
So we can't do mayo.
Burger King be lunching. Burger King, Subway be lunching with the mayo too. That little
barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce. Listen, what you just made again?
I think it's on.
So barbecue sauce would be number three. Mayo's not three then, because we all mayo didn't get enough from us. So ketchup mustard, barbecue sauce. I would say ranch.
Ranch.
No, I like blue cheese.
I like blue cheese better.
Blue cheese better than ranch.
Is more versatile.
Ranch is the burger.
No, ranch is more versatile.
But then you got to go honey mustard fifth.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
I'll take honey mustard over regular mustard all day.
No.
I mean, depends on where the honey mustard.
I don't eat either one, but.
It depends on where the honey mustard come from, bro, because some honey mustard fucked up.
Some shit is.
Yeah, like, some honey mustard be terrible.
It'd be terrible as shit. Like, Popeye's honey mustard is like that.
Yeah, I got.
I don't even eat Popeye's.
Does hot sauce count?
That is.
Oh, hot sauce has got to be on everything.
Shit. Yeah, something got to have hot sauce.
Honey mustard got to come off there.
Honey mustard got to come off.
Yeah, bye to the honey mustard and hello to the hot sauce. I don't even think about hot sauce.
And you might have to put hot sauce four over barbecue sauce.
No.
I'm
would y'all take
that.
Would y'all take A1 over barbecue though?
Nah.
It's in the realm.
I get A1 of my five guys.
A1 is going on chicken. A1 is going on steak.
I'm gonna pull a Paul, and only Steph know what I'm talking about. Salsa Lizano. That thing right there goes on everything.
That yum yum sauce too.
It does.
Yeah, I never had yum yum.
You had salsa Lizano too, but it was in Nicaragua.
Salsa Lizano?
Yeah.
Oh, that shit was crack. It's green, isn't it green?
No, it wasn't the hot sauce one. It was, but it is. It came with the brown
hibachi sauce. Yeah. That's just fire.
The yum yum sauce from the hibachi spot.
Oh, yeah, that's on his too.
Nah.
But I took Chick-fil-A sauce over that.
True.
Over Chick-fil-A sauce, I'm taking that honey roasted barbecue.
That Polynesian, though.
Polynesian too sweet.
Honey roasted barbecue.
I'm going to take that Polynesian and I'm going to use it at home on other things.
Bruh, honey roasted barbecue from Chick-fil-A is so good, it comes in its own packet. Mm. It don't even come in a little tray.
It's in a mayonnaise style pouch.
Nigga, that joint is. Mwah.
So we got ketchup, mustard. We got mustard, barbecue. We got barbecue,
hot sauce,
and ranch.
Yeah, I think that's a fair list.
That's cool.
I'm with you. I like blue cheese better, but I think too. Ranch is more versatile though.
It is.
I think
you can do more with ranch. Tap in, man. We'd like to hear your opinion on this as well, bro.
Yeah,
do another
one. We'll do one more. You pick an album.
Yep, Marvelous. I picked it.
What album we going with?
Lauryn Hill, Miss Education.
There it is.
Okay,
that's the best album of all time.
There it is.
That's subjective, but
extremely subjective. But you know,
if I could take three albums on you know with me, and can listen to. Miss Education, Mama's Gun, and Carmen's B.
I hear you.
Take all three of them. That's it. That's all I need. All right.
Oh, I thought that was the question. That's funny. Go ahead.
Nah.
I was about to make a joke about that.
I was in my head probably.
Just don't.
I mean, we could. Hey, what is your spirit animal?
Does it have to be an animal?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yeah, man. Damn. It's pretty specific.
Yeah. I know, but my spirit animal is Snoop from the 95 Source Awards when he goes off.
That's not an animal.
I know. That's why I said it has to be an animal. Like, it's just a persona. It's like a. It's like that's Paul, that's what I pull from.
Animal.
It's a spirit animal.
Bro, I understand the question.
Steph, real quick, does that have to be an animal?
I'm gonna go with my. I'm gonna go with my zodiac. I'm gonna go bull.
Okay.
Yeah,
I ain't mad at it.
Yeah. I don't have a spirit animal.
Me neither, because I don't like animals like that.
I just got like personalities. Like, yo, Yeah. Let me pull from that.
You crazy.
Yeah.
No, I'm not part of it.
I just looked at you all your personalities like they was on a hanger just now.
Yeah,
I don't have to prove that. That nigga eyes got bigger shit. Like, which one am I going?
Yo, you know what's crazy, yo? Well, what's your spirit animal? I do got one question I want to ask y'all.
Oh, no, it's a separate question? All right, we got to run through the spirit animals first.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a tiger. Cause they run by themselves a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? One little one man packs. You don't see them half the time. They be off in the cut somewhere. You know what I mean? But they also got some finesse to them. They also got some aggression. You know what I mean? A little bit of everything. You know. That's what I'm rocking with.
Yeah.
I don't know.
if explanation is, you know, we go crazy when we see red. Whoop.
All right. So
it's always some dog.
Was that in English? What you
I said a bull. I said, you know,
okay.
That's my spirit animal. Gotcha. But, you know,
Please watch out because you got all that red on.
My man gave a whole explanation of why he was his spirit. I didn't. I just said a bull.
No doubt.
He had to clear just clarify that.
No doubt. Yeah. I'm gonna come here next week with one of those sheets with them joints.
Toro, hold on.
Matador.
What show is Marvelous? Oh, that's right. You said you don't got one.
Well, a Black Panther.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Why?
Because they're cunning.
Mm.
They're swift.
Fun fact. There's no such thing as a panther either.
Paul says you're not swift, though.
I didn't say that.
You did tell her she's not fast.
Oh, that was...
Oh, we going back to that?
I didn't do that. That was him.
Is your favorite the boy? I mean, no, it's can not. Somebody say something?
What is it, Steph?
What's your spirit animal?
Tell us, Steph.
A black bear.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously. Yeah. I got some bear qualities.
Yeah.
But I'm not big enough to be a grizzly. So
no.
So I'm a black bear.
Okay.
But Paul is so dumb over there, bro.
No, that's cool.
Black bear, what did you think of?
A black bear. I thought about a black bear. I don't know. I mean, again, that's your spirit animal. I don't have one. I don't look at animals like that. I never did, to be honest.
We should give him one real quick. What's Paul's spirit animal?
A little cheetah.
Like a ferret.
Is that personal or
no, it's not personal.
You think it's that personal?
You give me ferret vibes.
Just for shicks and giggles. What's kind of characteristic
that
do I give off?
Like Timon and Pumbaa?
I don't know. Nah. When we got here, you ran to the bathroom. Rem said you had a weak bladder, I think.
Because I scurry to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said scurry.
Okay.
Well, you did that?
I got you.
Oh, God. Timon and Pumbaa.
Scurry was crazy.
This is so stupid.
I got you.
Scurry was
crazy. So stupid.
Last question.
All right, go for it.
Steph.
What's your number one weird thing that you do? Like everyone has different oddities to themselves. Like, you know what you do.
Mine, off top, is probably being a 40-year-old grown man that likes to say Indian style. A lot of people, like, you know, like we could be sitting like this, and out of nowhere, I just plop up in this chair Indian style, like
just very yin.
If you walk in this motherfucker and you don't know me, like from a grain of salt, it's like, why is this thing sitting in the chair Indian style? A grown ass man with a beard going bald, like, come on, Joe, what you doing?
No, we
like,
just think it's on some Zen.
I mean, it's my knees. Nah, it's just comfortable. Work well enough anymore.
It's just comfortable like for that, me, honestly. More than any, that's why I like my legs crossed. Like, it's just comfortable.
I feel you. What's your neck?
I don't know.
And if it's a quick go-to, sure. You know.
Nah, I don't know. Let me give me a minute. Yeah, move on to the next.
Can we skip
you? You can skip me. Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I just bust out into song when I'm thinking.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
Schizophrenic.
No, it's not.
About you, Steph?
It's my happy place.
I do this weird thing. this is going to sound great when I'm in the shower. It's not weird like that.
Come on. Go ahead,
not weird like that. But when I'm standing in the shower, whole time, I stand got two buttholes like this. I don't know why I do that. But every time I think about it, I'm like, why the fuck am I doing this?
It's so you talk about me rubbing my chest.
Well, I wasn't rubbing. I'm not rubbing. That's
probably why
shit.
He's watching you.
That's probably Paul's weird thing, rubbing.
Nah, the number one weird thing I do is talk to myself. Like I really, seriously, well, yeah. Like I really be in it. Yo. I really be in it, bro. Like,
I'm aware.
I don't talk to myself.
Like, you know, when it comes, like I'm always humming, I'm always singing.
Yeah, me too.
I might go from like DMX to like Redman. Like I'm always like active in my mind where it's
I
like,
feel you on that.
Yep. Even this morning, like my girl was like, yo, where'd you go? She was like, you were just like moving your head and just... I'm like, bro.
What was that thing you just did?
I was talking.
See, now I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
That
like,
little mouth hurt. I don't know about that part.
I don't know. Brown, but I,
yeah, I was with you
I
for a second.
I be having full conversations in my head, and I forget that,
yeah, that big
where I'm at. Nah, hell nah. But yeah, that's probably.
He did rigid.
Yeah.
Have you been diagnosed?
Nah. I don't think I need to get diagnosed. I just think I enjoy talking to myself.
You just verbalize.
As long as you don't answer yourself.
No, I definitely answer myself.
You're definitely crazy.
No.
Nah, oh, think, yeah, you're not supposed to answer yourself.
If you talk
that's
to
what
yourself
crazy.
In your voice and then you answer as DMX, you need help. You have to go see somebody.
You told you that nigga
you
was,
have to go see.
Go see doctor. Go see doctor.
He was working through the closet.
I got AIDS. Go see
doctor.
You see what your friends are trying to help you.
His personality, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, so. I don't know.
I don't know what you did that mouth thing you did though. She was
mimicking what she was seeing me do. Yeah, I was having a conversation. Yeah, word. Man. But word. Yeah, I just you
I would
know.
Say I got OCD, bro. That's maybe weird.
That's not weird.
That's normal.
What specifically though? Like, yeah, what?
That's what makes it weird.
What's the OCD character? Like, you can't leave your shoes at the front door without the laces being tied. Like, what is? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That would be weird.
What you got? There's something that you do.
I'm
a little OCD in certain things, but
I mean, my shirts got to be folded like they on a platform like if you come into a Gap store or something like that or just any type of retail store, my shirts gotta be folded like that in order. They cannot be like they have to all be the same and
spacing
same.
Has space, to be proper.
Exactly. Like I can't
still kinda like just
you can't like
are you color coded?
Nah, it's not regular.
I used to be. I don't have that many clothes I hang up, but when I was younger I would hang my clothes in from light to dark.
Yeah, I feel you now.
I do that now.
I go through seasons like that. But nah, I think that's.
I mean,
I'm with you on that spectrum. Yeah.
I don't know. I still wear two pair of socks.
Okay.
That's just some shit.
You still wear shorts under your jeans?
Nah.
Yeah, you do.
You wear two pair of socks in the summertime?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Unless we on vacation somewhere, I got some no shows, but that's it. You know.
Do you still make your own no shows? Still fold down the adult version?
Not anymore. Nah.
Do you wear thong flops like Frankie?
Nah, I don't do thongs. I only do slides.
That's on in between.
Yeah,
I only
in between my toes. Yeah, nah. You
I mean, the tabby is as much as I can do. That's as much between my toes I need.
You eat your boogers,
nigga? What?
Do you eat your boogers?
Do you?
No.
Fun fact.
I've actually heard that's very healthy for you.
In your pearl?
Yeah, that's I swear to God, it's actually supposed to be really good for you.
Who said that?
I mean, it's Googleable.
They're liars.
Somebody that eats boogers.
They said it's Googleable.
They're lying.
This is a real thing. I've looked it up before.
Bacteria. You're putting bacteria back in your body.
Right. But bacteria that your body can utilize to fight off bacteria
later.
Yeah,
that is a fact,
too.
Your body needs bacteria.
There is good bacteria.
There is good bacteria.
That's elementary school shit.
Like, no,
that's been elementary school shit.
There might be some science to it. I don't get jiggy with it. I'm not digging my boogers.
Some experts believe that there may be potential health benefits to eating boogers.
I keep
some experts.
How dare you Google that?
But more research is needed.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
How dare.
That's like drinking your own pee.
Knock until you try.
Drinking your own pee is healthy for you, though. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Yeah. Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Necessary.
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile.
What movie is that?
What?
What he just said.
What he said?
Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine? No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
I should know that, but I don't.
You?
I don't know anymore.
I mean, I'm 100%
positive.
You know
the 5 D's? Pause.
Yeah.
The 5 P's?
D's.
5 D's.
No. 5 D's.
If I say the 5 D's, you're going to know what movie it is.
Yeah, you're going to know what movie it is. Yeah, right.
No, I don't know the movie.
I don't either.
If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know the 4 C's when it comes to buying diamonds?
Yeah.
Clarity,
cut, cost, carrot. That's four right there.
Cost is not one of them.
It's clarity.
This nigga said
clarity,
cost.
Cut, yeah.
So Nick, you said all the C's.
Yeah, you right.
Hey, dog. Y'all had Nick talking in C language?
Yeah, so,
right. Yeah, that's
yo, Rim just went off.
Crazy. Yeah, he just went off. Money's crazy. Nah, ain't no cop, man. Ain't no coming at, man. That's crazy.
I said, what?
He said cop.
Yo, wrap it up.
What? Yo.
Yeah, you know,
that's what we done. Wrap it up. Now it's on me. Now I gotta wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
He gonna start. Now it's on me.
Mine was smooth. That's all getting messed up here.
Mine was smooth. That was all pause.
Yeah, mine was smooth.
You even started, now it's on me.
Oh, man.
Well, listen.
Yeah, I'll take that victory. I'm taking that victory.
It's been another episode, a great episode.
Nick will hear me play it back.
Hey, man, say, man. Hold on, before we go any further, next week's homework is
Lauryn Hill, Miss Education.
Miss Education.
Not if the mic is for the recommendation.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yes, that was.
Well, this your boy P.
Rem the Model.
Nick G.
Marvelous.
Steph Muse.
And we out.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. Yeah.